Welcome to How'd We Get Here, a podcast on education and design with wellness in mind. I'm Mark Anthony, and in this episode, we'll hear from Jacqueline Simpson and talk about her experiences as a design student and her transition from intern to full-time communications designer at Healthcare Human Factors. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the podcast. I'm really looking forward to hearing about your story going from an intern to a full-time designer. But before we get into our convo, do you want to give our listeners a brief introduction of who you are, what you do, and why you chose design as a career path?
Absolutely. So I am working as a communications designer right now at a place called Healthcare Human Factors. So as a communications designer, I'm doing a lot of corporate design, day-to-day things like slide decks, proposals. I'm also doing a lot of branding, but I do get to do some other types of design as well, like a little bit of UX and UI design. I came to Humber actually as a mature student. So I was an English teacher for many years and then ended up working for a private foundation. And in that foundation, it was so small that people who had absolutely no skills in what they were asked to do were sometimes asked to do those things. So I ended up redesigning the website, even though I had no experience doing it. It was a very steep learning curve, but it was my favorite part of that job. So when I moved to Toronto from Vancouver a couple of years ago, I was privileged enough to have the opportunity to go back to school and start a new career. So I thought, what I learned from that past job and redesigning that website, it sort of was this aha moment that maybe I could take this interest in art that I've had my whole life and apply it to an actual job.
Wow. So you actually taught out in BC, in Vancouver, and then moved here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I moved here 4 years ago today, actually. Wow. I was an English teacher for quite a few years.
Wow. That's amazing. So how was that transition like from a new city or town into a big city like Toronto?
It was a big difference. Vancouver does have a lot of key differences from Toronto, just in the pace, the size of the city. Toronto is so much bigger. And it was really overwhelming coming to a new place. And definitely starting school at Humber was great for me because it was such an easy way for me to meet people and build a new network and to have friends again. So I'm really grateful that I had that opportunity then as well.
Well, that's good. So it kind of eased you into that transition, right? So at least you had a solid place to go to every day, but still got to meet people that can help you navigate your way around the city. So you're not totally isolated, right? And feeling
Absolutely.
Alone.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so you graduated about a year ago, right? So 2019?
Correct.
So looking back, can you take us through your mindset as a student at that time? Like, what were your expectations for life after graduation? Did you encounter any like struggles or concerns? And these could be personal struggles, not necessarily school related. Like you said, you moved from a new town or new city or different province, which might be a bit bigger, and you don't have your friends or possibly family around. Can you maybe speak on that?
Yeah. If I think back to when I started the program, I definitely had those fears of being in a new place and kind of starting a new career and realizing, like, is this the right choice? Am I being silly doing this? Is this going to lead anywhere? And then I started to feel more and more confident as I went through the program and was doing design jobs on the side. And I was feeling like, okay, I've got this. This is something I can do. But if I think back to a year ago when I was about to graduate, it was a very stressful time. There was the grad show that we were planning, obviously getting my portfolio done and applying for internships, feeling like I wasn't going to get an internship because I was comparing myself so much to others, knowing that my peers were such strong designers and thinking, like, how am I ever going to stand out against them? And also just stress from everything. I had two jobs going on at the time that I was balancing, illnesses. I was getting sick because I wasn't sleeping a lot. So it was a very stressful time. I have a lot of empathy for people who are in the same position right now, but I got through it and I think they can too.
Yeah, that's a positive sort of perspective on it. Because I do know even myself, when I was a student, I was working full time as well and had a family to support. And I guess like you sort of had those apprehensions already on thinking, is this the right choice for me? And now you're starting to compare yourself to other people when looking for a job or an internship. And that might spike your stress level up again too, right?
Oh, for sure. It's so easy to fall into negativity or a pit of despair about it. And honestly, looking back, I think, like, how did I get over that? But it's one of those things where it's like the only way out is through. But also, I came to a realization that I hope I can impart to others is with hindsight is that you can still accomplish everything that you're trying to accomplish while also getting sleep. Things are not as scary as they seem. You're not as bad as you think you are. All of these things that kind of sound like cliches, they're true. And you just have to kind of step back, even if it's taking a break from something, if it's taking a day off work or anything that will give you time to just have a good night's sleep, just think about things a little bit more clearly, makes a huge difference.
Definitely. I think the whole outlook on mental health is a really important thing that we should start discussing, especially in education as well, because there's so many different intangible variables that go on with the success of a student or how well they actually do in school, right? Like you said, you have a job, you're not sleeping well, therefore it causes you to be sick. And those things kind of break your concentration when you're starting to learn new things.
Definitely. And I think for students right now, trying to complete the semester with having to do everything online, I know that that's probably adding a whole new level of stress because it's really this uncharted territory that we're all going through with COVID-19. And I know that mental health would be especially important for people to take care of right now.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up because I know I've had a lot of discussions with some of my current students, so current third years that are about to graduate. And finding a placement is very stressful for them, especially to find it on their own. Can you maybe share with us your experience finding an internship?
Yeah, definitely. So I tried to start as early as possible. I was looking in January. I had started applying by February, but the first places that I reached out to, some of them came back and said, it's too early, we're not thinking about this yet. But a lot of the places I reached out to, which were agencies that I really wanted to work for, were coming back saying, we're not looking for an intern, which initially was really disheartening. I felt very sad that I didn't have the possibility to work there. But then I started thinking, like, I'm just going to apply for everything. And getting those first replies back from people, even if they were saying, we're not interested, we're not hiring an intern right now, I felt kind of inspired to persevere and keep responding to or keep sending out more applications, because getting a response back is a huge boost. I had a bunch of internships in my mind that were ones that I thought, this is like a dream internship, I want this so badly, but I thought I had no chance at all. And there were some of them where I was very close to not applying, including the internship that I ended up getting, because I thought it was just like, oh, it's such a long shot. So it came down to just doing it, just getting over that fear, putting yourself out there. And I think you'll be surprised at what comes back.
I think so. I think fear holds us back a lot, right?
Definitely.
It's a good thing that you sort of base your fears, because that's how change happens, right? When you sort of disrupt your routine or go outside of your comfort zone. That's how things become better.
Yeah. And it is really scary, but the only way you're ever going to get one is if you do it.
Yeah, exactly. So like you mentioned, also, we're sort of like in a unique situation right now, right? With COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and everyone right now is in self-isolation because of this pandemic. So like businesses are shutting down, people are working remotely more than usual. And so I'd imagine that this is a unique time for our current students who are trying to find an internship. Like, what would you recommend, if anything, to students who are worried about finding an internship during this time?
Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to fully understand the difficulties that the students are facing right now in this new climate. But I can imagine it would be more important than ever to have a really good online portfolio, and not just one that shows your work, but one that shows your personality. If you're not able to go in person and interview in person, most places do video interviews anyway as part of the process. But having something online that shows a little bit about who you are could set you apart from everybody else, especially if everyone has similar projects, you've all worked on the same thing. If you're able to show that you're a cool person, you're someone that someone wants to work with, that you'd be a good fit for the company that you're applying for, I think that that would be more important than ever.
You also mentioned like being unique, and that's what sets you apart, right? And you also were mentioning that during your internship, you started way ahead in advance and you were already networking with people and you were researching places that you wanted to work. So I would imagine that could be something that our students could possibly be doing right now, right?
Yes.
They could use this time to research places that they would want to work, places that sort of fit their unique personalities. Right. And then just try to make those connections online. Because like you said, a lot of people now are doing a lot more interviews online. And hey, they're probably by their phone or their computers 24/7 now. Right. So you might get a response. You never know.
Yeah. And having a good presence on social media or a nice website definitely helps as well for getting them to see who you are as a person as well as a designer.
So to our listeners out there, use this time to revise your work. Network, get as much feedback and critique from mentors, your faculty, your peers, and having an online presence during this time is really important. So moving forward from internships, what do you consider as your springboard moment into the industry?
I think that it goes back a little bit to before I graduated and the jobs that I had. I was working at Humber as in their art gallery last year, and I was doing a lot of graphic design for them. And through that, I was also able to make connections to do some freelance work for people. So having sort of building that network initially made me feel a little bit more confident. But definitely the process itself of applying for internships was like a huge boost for me, not just like a confidence boost when you're excited that you hear back from someone, but you start to feel like you're doing real life stuff, you know, like this isn't a school project, this is you building up your career. And definitely getting the internship that I got, and I'm still with that company now, was a huge boost for me because it was a place that I had really wanted to work for. I was super excited to start, and I knew that there was so much learning ahead of me. It was an 8-month internship, so there was like infinite time. It feels like infinite, but it goes by so quickly to learn as much as you can. And that was really exciting.
Well, that's good. So you got to learn from a lot more other people who are already sort of seasoned in the industry, and you sort of learn from there. It was almost like doing your education all over again, but in the real world, right?
Absolutely. It was accelerated and really good mentorship. So I think that's the best thing that hopefully people can take out of their own internship.
So now that we kind of heard a little bit about where you were a year ago, can you tell us a bit more about your role now as a communications designer at Healthcare Human Factors?
Yep. So Healthcare Human Factors, it's a really unique place. I work at Toronto General Hospital is where our office is. So I'm really immersed in healthcare. And the organization does design for healthcare as well as human factors engineering testing. So I work with a lot of engineers, researchers, service designers, UX and UI designers. Because I'm a communications designer, I design a lot of the corporate design or marketing materials that come out. So I get to work with all of them and learn from all of them, which is super cool. As I was saying, I do things like slide decks, proposals. But I have also had the opportunity to learn a lot of UX and UI principles through working on some of the apps they design for healthcare too, which is really neat.
That sounds like your role allows you to be very versatile and apply your creativity in a variety of ways. Like you mentioned, you do things like UX all the way to branding, and even in some cases, like educational pieces. So is it sort of safe to say that you're English teaching background adds that unique value to your role?
Definitely. And I did end up doing a lot of writing for them as well that I'm still doing for our website launch. So having that background in education and my previous degree was seen as an asset. And I feel like that was really serendipitous. And I think for anyone coming from a different educational background or having had a previous career, that there's something that you can take from those and always apply it. And I was lucky that this was a great opportunity for me to take my writing background with the design that I'm doing, and that I was really valued as part of the team because I did have these various skills. So it did feel like I was lucky to fall into that, but you also sort of create that for yourself. So if you bring your skills to a position, you have the possibility of showing the people you work for that this is what you're able to do, and really making jobs for yourself.
For sure. I know a lot of our students have prior education or prior work experience, and I always encourage them to use those transferable skills to make themselves unique, right? So,
definitely.
So again, to our listeners, you know, find your unique selling point. Even if you don't have prior work experience, how can you use your strengths or your own perspective to separate yourself from others when seeking an internship or employment? Like, that'll help you stand out amongst the competition and make you a valuable asset to your organization, right?
100%.
Okay, so Jacqueline, before we end this episode, I have a scenario for you, okay?
Okay.
So you're going into an interview and you can choose three skills that you've learned from the program that would help you land the job. What are they and how do they help you in your current role?
Okay. I think that the skills that I value the most from my time at Humber, aside from learning the technical skills, are to speak and write confidently about your work. So even if you think that you're not going to be writing, you will have to write for your cover letters and your applications, but you have to be able to speak to what you do. I've been in a lot of presentations where I'm pitching a logo or a design to groups of people, and I have to be able to justify my design decision. So Humber gave me a lot of practice doing that. I think my ability to collaborate that I got from Humber is incredibly important. I don't think there's many circumstances in the world in which you're not going to have to work with others, and being able to not only work well with them and get along with them, but to be able to learn from everybody that you're with and truly collaborate is extremely important. And I guess the other thing would be to persevere. Going through college feels really hard. You have a lot of assignments. You're balancing a lot. And in the real world, your timelines are a little bit different. Your priorities are a little bit different.
But you're still going to need to...
Yeah. I mean, it feels different. It does get better, but it's a different way of being in the world. But your ability to persevere through assignments that you feel challenging or boring, those are the ones you're going to learn from the most. And you're not always going to be working on something that is a passion project. And being able to be passionate about something that doesn't necessarily interest you while you're doing it, that's a good skill to learn.
For sure. I think it builds resiliency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be doing so much and balance so much at the same time and then coming out at the end, I think that's why so many people feel so proud of themselves at graduation, right? Because you've achieved something that once you started, like you said earlier, you had apprehensions. You didn't know if this was the right choice for you, but then you did it. You got here. Right? And it was building that resiliency and that confidence. So Jacqueline, it's been so much fun catching up with you and listening to your story. I'm sure everyone listening appreciates what you shared with us today as much as I do. In the spirit of this pod series, I'm going to ask you one final thing, if that's okay.
Oh no, okay.
Okay, so how'd we get here? In other words, what is your advice to a soon-to-be graduate who might feel the same emotions as you did, overwhelmed, excited, scared, anxious, or even confused as they approach their final semester and head out into the world?
Persevere. Definitely, I think, is the number one thing that you need to do, even if it feels so hard, even if you're so scared, just keep going, just try. And know that it's all gonna work out some way, even if it's not the way that you want. It's going to work out in a way that's maybe even better than what you want. So persevere.
Excellent. So Jacqueline, where can some maybe our listeners connect with you or maybe see some of your work that you're working on online?
I think the best way to connect with me, because I do check my messages a lot, would be on Instagram, which I haven't updated in a while, but my Instagram handle is jacquelines.design.
This is Jacqueline Simpson, everyone, a GDES alum, communication designer at Healthcare Human Factors, and all around amazing human being. Thank you so much for your time, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed speaking to you today.
Me too. Bye-bye.
For show notes and links mentioned in this podcast, visit howdwegetherepodcast.com. To receive updates and new episode releases, subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at edtechxd for all things education and design with wellness in mind. Thanks so much for listening.